Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. I'm Dr. Richard Friend, and today we hear from Dr. Martha Crowther, a psychologist at University Medical Center. Dr. Crowther will tell us about the UA Wellness Clinic, a new service for University of Alabama faculty and staff and their families. Welcome to Health Matters with your host, Mike Royer.
Welcome back to Health Matters, and we're joined once again by Dr. Martha Crowther, who is a practicing psychologist at University Medical Center and a professor in the Department of Community Medicine and Population Health at the College of Community Health Sciences. It's good to see you again. We're going to talk today not about the pandemic. We'll continue to deal with that. But let's talk today about services offered here on campus for faculty and staff. It's something I discovered when I came to work here 4.5 years ago, that you don't have to wait in line. You don't have to wonder where to go. We really do take care of faculty and staff very well here at the university. Tell me about what is offered.
Absolutely. So I'm in the College of Community Health Sciences, and we have two offerings for faculty and staff. One is a physical health clinic that's been around for a while now. Mm-hmm. And we have a new behavioral health clinic that just opened. We had a soft opening in June and a hard opening in August when the semester started back. Mm-hmm. So what we offer is for faculty, staff, and their families, behavioral health services. That can include individual therapy, group therapy. We can do testing for children. ADHD or ADD often come up for kids. We can help with that. If there are other learning disabilities, we can help manage those as well. And what's really important, I want to make sure we're clear, that is for faculty, staff, and their families. Mm-hmm. That's really important. And we also approach it from a wholeness perspective. So it's called the Wellness Clinic on purpose. We want to offer yoga classes. We partner with WellBama to make sure what we think about are people holistically. We are not just our bodies or our minds. Mm-hmm. We kind of, all of that is in one package. And we want to be able to treat it together.
We'll talk about students right at the end of our segment, but let's make sure we understand that this is a benefit offered to faculty and staff, but it's not just money being spent by the university. It's an investment, because a healthy faculty and staff is smart operation for a university, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. And that's why it's really important for us, particularly in the era of COVID, the faculty and staff know that they have a place to come. Mm-hmm. If they're feeling anxious, if they're feeling afraid or not feeling as much in control as they have in the past, we can help manage those things. If they're having difficulty figuring out how to eat healthy and how to function, we have a dietitian who can help with that as well. I know that a lot of faculty members manage, they have children at home, maybe they have parents that they're taking care of as well. We can help with caregiving if that's challenging. So we really want to be able to offer all the services that faculty and staff need to be as effective as they can possibly be.
Dealing with physical care, annual checkups, I don't feel well, I've got a cold, or I need a flu shot. Are appointments best, or can people just generally kind of walk in if they don't mind waiting a little while?
That's a really great question. So for now, appointments are best. Mm-hmm. So we're doing most things via telehealth, which I think actually is a benefit. So a faculty or staff or their family, they don't have to come to us in person. Mm-hmm. They can set up an appointment. We have an email address on our website as well as a phone number. They can call and schedule an appointment or email us, and we will respond in a timely manner to set up an appointment, and we can see them via telehealth. If we need to come in, we can talk about that with the individual person and determine if that's the best thing to do. So they can do it from their office before they go home, or once they get home, we will be as available as possible.
I shared with you, I was raised on a family farm, and I value many of the things I was taught and the way I was raised there. One thing that they were off base on was that if you have a mental problem, if you're depressed or something's wrong emotionally, you just deal with it. You man up and deal with it. That was wrong. We know today that professional help is valuable to anyone who's dealing with all sorts of mental stress. It doesn't mean that you're mentally challenged. It doesn't mean that you need full-time recovery. I'm talking more than I'm asking a question, but help us understand the value of talking one-on-one with a trained professional like yourself.
Yes, it's a really great question. And what you said is really important. That's the hardest part of my job, is helping people understand that seeing me or someone like me doesn't mean that you are flawed in some way. It just means that you're smart enough to figure out that you need some help developing a plan, kind of moving forward. And we all need those in different ways. So if my leg hurts, particularly if it's hurt for more than a couple of days, I want to make sure I get that treated and seen. Yeah. It's the same thing. If I'm feeling down, if I'm not functioning at work well, I want to make sure I'm addressing those issues. And there's this relatively new concept called presenteeism. So that's when someone is at work, but they're really not mentally available. So we want to decrease that. We want people, if they're present, to actually be present, but not be present, but in effect, absent.
Presenteeism. I've never heard that expression before. Is this relatively new?
It is.
Yeah,
yes.
That's, you're affected by mental stress, whatever it might be, so much so that it directly affects your job.
Exactly.
Interesting.
So we really want to help people manage that. And the reality is, so many people are managing lots of things. If they have children, they're trying to figure out how to manage their children and how to work. We can help with that. If they have caregiving challenges, we can help. Having everyone in the same space can be challenging. And we've been doing this, managing being in the same space for 5 months now. Does that make sense? So it doesn't mean that something is wrong with you. It just means you're reaching out to get the help from people who study this, who could hopefully provide strategies.
I like what you said about being smart enough to know that you need to reach out for a little bit of support and help. I'm pretty good at diagnosing my own sore throat or a headache or a knee that doesn't feel quite right. Might I be the worst person to diagnose any mental challenges I may have?
That's a great question. So you're not the worst person to diagnose, but you're the worst person to treat.
To treat, yes, I understand.
So you can say, gosh, I think I have depression. And then let me ask you a ton of questions and to help sort out if your diagnosis is right or if it's wrong. And if it was right, then I can help you figure out how to treat that. And if it's wrong, I can tell you what I think and how to treat that as well.
I said earlier on that we talk about students, that we're talking about a facility that's available to faculty and staff. Students certainly aren't ignored. They've got plenty of assets medically and for mental health as well here on campus, correct?
Yes, they have for behavioral health, well, for both. They have the Student Health Center. They can get appointments there with mental health professionals, psychiatrists, psychologists. I think they also have licensed clinical social workers. And they can be seen for physical health. And we also have the Counseling Center on campus, which sees students as well. And they truly focus on the behavior or the mental health component.
You can find any of this on MyBama. Everyone knows what that is who works here at the university or attends the university. Or just a simple phone call or two and you'll find exactly the resource that you need.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Yes.
All right. Dr. Martha Crowther, thank you so much for talking to us. We've enjoyed our time with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, and Demopolis.